All right. Once again, Rav Shlomo is teaching us about the meaning of the minhagim and the halachot of the Seder. Today, we're going to learn about the table, the Seder table. And I want to learn with you some of the halachos of the night of Seder. Kodem kol, first of all, chashivut ha'achana, the importance of preparing. Arichat ha'shulchan, setting up the table. Te'er la'atzmechem, shebelel pesach, anachnu ochim ha'beit ha'knesset. Imagine. Idavin and Shul. Bachar kach ani lokech at ha-mishpacha shili li-tiyul katan kedei lekach at-avir. Afterwards, I take my family to a little tiyul to get a little air, a little walk. Vaz chozrim ha-baita, I get home. Machlitim lanuach sat, so we decide to rest a little bit. Rak achar kach amerit ishti, lai achshav na-rochet ha-shulchan ha-seder. And my wife says, okay, maybe now we'll set up the Seder table. Ech zin ishan ha-lechem. How does that sound? Ani utzeh shetedu. Shulchan HaSeder tzarech liyot aruch l'chol mo'uchar v'chatzot ha'yom. The Seder table needs to be set up the latest, by midday of Erev Pesach. Atem yodim, im ha'tzar ha'rusi haya ba'al v'kerati. If the Russian Tsar would come and visit me, ha'im ha'chakesh u'iz ha'tzaltzel pa'amon v'az amer lo, hi, achi ha'tzar, chakeh rega, ani techev aruch et ha'shulchan. The Russian Tsar would be coming to my house. Would I wait until he knocks at the door and say, hey, what's going on, Mr. Tsar? Yeah, well, hold on a sec. I'm just going to set up the table. Atem yodim shelefi kama mekubalim, yesh lachin et shulchan ha-seder shlosha yamim ha-kodem. According to some Kabbalists, you should set up the table, the Seder table, 3 days beforehand. Min meb sheba matan Torah, ayu shloshet yamim ha-gmala, shloshet yamim kedei shenitchonen. Because when we prepare to receive the Torah, we had 3 days of preparation, right? We had to prepare ourselves mentally, physically, to get the Torah. Zeya likrat kabbalat haTorah shvechtav. That was in honor to receive the written Torah. L'chein yesh omrim shegam likrat Pesach, shubichinas kabbalat haTorah shabal peh, tzor shloshet yemei hachana. So Pesach, which is on the level of receiving the oral Torah, it's a whole Torah for another day, but we also need to prepare 3 days beforehand. Kevalt. Shulchan haTzeder tzorich shi'ilo arba raglayim. Now the table has to have, when I say has to, I mean, ideally it should have 4 legs. Kodem kol, v'ani lo rotzeh lechnis lezeh yoter midai. First of all, I don't want to get into this too much. Arba ragli ha-merkava, the 4 feet of the chariot, of the divine chariot. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and David HaMelech. Aval gam ken ha-shulchan shayach b'miuchad l'isha. But in addition, the table is specifically connected to the women. She akeret abayit. She is the foundation for the house. Gevalt. Lachen arba raglayim keneged arba imot. So you have 4 feet, like the 4 women. Shlomo also connects the 4 cups of wine, the 4 women. V'gam b'shem Hashem yesh arba otiyot. And also in the name of God, there are 4 letters. This is a lot of 4 stuff. V'od davar. By the way, there's also always a hidden fifth, so maybe you can sneak in a hidden fifth part of the table. Shulchan she'alav oklim et matzah tzarich lamod eitan. Now the table can't be wobbly. It needs to be strong. Mamash chazak, mamash strong. Atem yodim ma hevdel ben adam begalut ben adam chofshi. You know the differences between a man in galus and a free man? Adam begalut oseh hakol nachon. A man in exile, he's doing everything right technically. But he doesn't stand strong. He's not standing strong for his position. Sounds like a Naftali Bennett commercial, but Shlomo's saying, you gotta be strong. You know what the saddest thing is? I don't want to say God forbid anything bad. And to awaken judgments on Israel. But you know what our problem is? We don't stand strong. We look up to the goyim. We bend, we twist. We don't say clear things. Stand strong one time. If Israel would just say once strong to the whole world, go to heck, go to hell. God gave us the land. You know they would shut up. They know the truth. Kefalt. Shlomo's speaking strong. He doesn't usually get into politics. Okay, so we're talking about a strong table. Now we're talking about a white table. There's a custom to put two tablecloths on the table. There will be a separation from the table which chametz was eaten on the whole year. So that you won't be eating on the same table which had chametz the whole year. Again, technically you don't have to worry about that. But that's the custom. Od mashu chashuv, and another thing. I don't know how rich you are, but this is mamash the custom of Israel. You put on the table all of your golden and silver vessels that you have. You know why? Because as you remember, on the night where we left Egypt, we took all of the silver and gold that we made in Egypt. You know the story. At the covenant of the parts, the Brit Ben Matarim, God promised Avram that when we leave, we're going to be rich. And so before we left, Shem told Moshe, please, I don't want Avram to be mad at me, but afflicting the Jews you fulfilled. But the idea of leaving with riches, you didn't fulfill. But tell the Jewish people to leave with their golden and silver garment vessels. So that's why we too put golden and silver vessels on our table to remember that. By the way, just going a little bit of a side tangent, Rav Jonathan Sacks has an amazing article where he explains this idea of why the Jewish people had to leave Birchush Gadol. And the way he explains it is that this way the Jewish people would leave not feeling angry at the Egyptians because they got a little bit silver and gold, a little bit reimbursed. In this way, they could truly go as free men because when you're going with anger, you're not really a free person. So we symbolize that with our gold and silver on our tables. Gevalt. Putting Rav Shlomo and Jonathan Sacks together is always mamash the highest. Okay. And one more thing. If one of you had the schus to write a sefer, and Baruch Hashem, I'm hopefully publishing the new version of the Shlomo Siddur, this coming out at the Moshav Fest, this Pesach. It's mamish worth it to put it on the table. This is a rechush gadol. This is your great property. I'm going out of Egypt with all the Torah I learned. In kol mashi limadati bimei oni, everything I learned during the times of affliction, during the hard times. Mikol hakehev she'avar alai limadati kol kach harbeh. From all the pain that I went through, I learned so much. Gevalt, gevalt. Ol mashal mishu she'shomer al yoman. For example, somebody has a journal. Bo misaper al kol patkot ha'uvrot alav, where he talks about all of his adventures. Kedai she'asim oto al shulchan ha'seder. Make sure you put it without any chometz on your table, on your Seder table. Because this is the deepest question. When you got free from all of your pain, what did you gain? Ah, you got a lot. You learned so much. And if you wrote it down, put it on the Seder table. It's like a vat. This is amazing, right? I love this idea. Mamash, put your books and put your learnings, put your experiences on the Seder, and thank Hashem for all the adventures. I'm sure you know this. You don't eat a big meal after lunch, on the night of Seder. You need to eat the matzah with an appetite. Mamish fixed the sin of Adam and Chava. Of course, you can eat something. You don't have to be starving. Better to eat and be thinking of davening than to daven and be thinking about eating during the davening. But on Erev Pesach, after Chatzot, you don't make a meal. You eat a little bit. So you're at the center, you're thinking about Hashem and not food. Gevalt. All right, so just to summarize, we learned today that you got to prepare your Seder table way before. It's got to have four legs. It's got to be strong. We got to have two tablecloths, white tablecloths. You put your golden and silver vessels on the table. You put your journal or your book that you wrote on the table, and you make sure not to eat too much Erev Pesach. And Shlomo brought us the depth of why, or a little bit of why, we did these beautiful minhagim. Hope you enjoyed. A little bit more excited for the Seder. I know I am. And if you have any questions, please email me, keithflax@gmail.com, if you have any comments. And I hope you have a Seder where you mamish go free of anything that was holding you back, and mamish were able to go to a place of thanking Hashem for all the experiences that we went through. Good Pesach.